Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
One of you, I hope that you had a fantastic week. As you all know, we just placed our campaign 15 orders, and so we are out and about delivering our Avon products to our loyal customers, and this I call this the money week. And so I hope you had a great and successful week, and I hope that you're preparing for campaign 16 moving forward. Well, we have a very, very exciting show for you, and our guest is Silvio, and I'm going to have him. I'm going to plug him in. I see he's already on, waiting and willing to share some golden nuggets to all of our Avon representatives, hoping to take their business to the next level. So let's see if we can plug him in. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, and I just want to say thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest on our Monday night weekly Avon Motivational Radio Show. So before we begin, can you give your full name, because I didn't want to mess it up, and give us your title.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Silvio Miron. I am division manager with Champlain Division. I am the new division manager. I'll say again, Silviu Miron. I'm from Romania, hence the accent, and hence probably the different name.
Excellent. Very, very good. You have the opportunity to meet Avon representatives on all levels, whether they're just starting out, or they're becoming executive senior, or you meet district, you work with district managers. Tell me how what's that like for you?
You know, Pat, it's a very interesting and diverse world we are living in. And through my Avon experience, I had a chance of working in various markets. But what I can tell you is that Avon, regardless of the country, has the same spirit and has the same values in all the continents. I was surprised to see that even if we are talking about China, talk about Brazil, we talk about Russia or United States, the same passion, the same values, and the same energy around the campaign cycle, around the novelty of the brochures, and around the Avon values and the breast cancer, you know, crusade, you know, pops up every time. So it's really feeling like a big Avon family. I'll tell you that being fortunate of working in many countries and being fortunate of working here in the United States now in the last couple of years, I feel blessed being here, because what a bigger and nicer place to be than in the home country where Avon started, and working in the same, not only the same area, but in the same city, the same town, like our founder, David H. McConnell. For those which are on the call and not know, the Champlain, our new division, has the borders right all the way to Suffern, New York. So it's in our Suffern, it's in our division. And what a blessing, and what a great mentor that this fine gentleman is for us.
Yes, he has really shared with us as Avon representative a wonderful legacy in which we can build and build upon.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you get a chance to meet all Avon representatives from different walks of life all around the country. Many of the people who tune in every week, whether they tune in on Monday or during the week because they can go back and listen to the radio show, many of them are on because they want to really take their business to the next level. Some of them are gradually moving. Some are moving faster than others. But I think we all have the common goal to move our business to the next level. But sometimes we run into stumbling blocks. I think sometimes we don't have the correct formula for success. What would you suggest would be the right formula for success for any Avon representative, no matter what level that they're in the Avon business?
You know, Pat, this is a very interesting question. Before I continue, would you mind telling me can you tell tonight how many people do we have on the line?
Oh, it's impossible because we have people who tune in from their computers, and those are people I don't see. But and then there's people who come on because they may be signing up an Avon rep, or they may be delivering products, and then what they will do, they will come back maybe tomorrow or the next day, and then it's recorded. Yes, because it's recorded. Yes, but
okay.
I'm always amazed. It's always well over 100. Sometimes it's 300 listening or have listened to the show. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Because I would assume that they are coming from various backgrounds and in Avon they are at the various stages as well. Some of them might be seller representatives, some of them be in leadership. Is it correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And then also keep in mind that every time I meet an Avon representative, I add them to my list. But also, I put it on every Avon Facebook site. So God knows who's on the call.
Well, then I hope that there will be more representatives coming along. And I know you've been doing this for a while, I've heard that you have an established base of listeners. Okay, so coming back to your question, I asked you because I tried to figure it out if you have more towards seller representative or more towards leadership. And to customize it a little my answer. Coming back to your question, if there is a success formula, you know what, I would like to share with you and with the listeners something about one of my topics that is close to my heart. Personally, I don't think there is a golden recipe. I don't think there is a silver bullet, and this is often used, of how you can be successful. However, when we talk about this, I also think that there are a couple of characteristics that I...
Are you there? It sounds as though we lost Sylvia. So he may be on his cell phone. So let's give him the opportunity to dial back in. And once I see him back on, we'll plug him in and we can continue from where he has started. This is a good opportunity. If you have not have invited your downline, this is a good opportunity to have your downline come on and be a part of this great topic or conversation with Silvio. And I just see someone just pop on. I wonder if that's him. There he goes.
Sorry for that.
Okay, not a problem. We just...
I keep being disconnected. I was saying that I've seen a series of characteristics, if you want to call it, that made a difference between the more successful and those which were less successful. And as I'm defining success, I don't put one solution. So I define success by what they would like to accomplish and not by what us as a company... popping up more on that.
I think you're breaking up a little bit, Sylvia.
Okay. Let me try to. Is better? Okay.
Yes,
I was saying that one characteristic, I've seen it popping out more often than others. And it might be slightly, might come as a surprise because it might not be something that, you know, in usual you'd expect. But I would say that this characteristic that I've seen it from all ages and from all levels. It's called the ability to learn, or teachability, if you want to put it this way.
Oh.
And when we talk about critical experiences in our personal professional lives, we are exposed to a whole series of experiences. You might call it, talking on a professional life, you might have in your Avon, or you might have in your outside Avon career, regional geographic role, or you might have a functional role, you might lead a department, or you might be part of a team. All various instances and all various situations that are around the world and around the United States have one common: how much are we learning from what we're doing? Is what we're doing becoming a routine, or are we trying to learn and trying to explore new experiences every time? And Pat, you are a highly talented person, and I know throughout listeners, we have talented people. And when you're highly talented, you might have a difficult time with teachability. Why? And why is that? Because talented people often think that they know it all, or often think that they are very good. And this is not coming as a critique at all. We all like to be experts in something, and uh-huh. we all like to be very good in what we're doing. But when I'm talking about the teachability, about this capacity to learn, it's not about the competence or the mental capacity. It's about an attitude. It's about the attitude of being, of desire to listen, desire to learn, and, you know, desire to apply, discover the desire to discover new experiences and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm talking when I've seen the difference between what makes the difference between various representatives of being successful. And it's not about a desire. We all have a desire to succeed, and I've seen representatives starting and really needing an additional income or looking for a career. It's not about their capacity. They might be highly successful in their other experiences, either professional or personal. They might be mothers of four kids, and they need to have a really strong personality and organizational skills to handle those. It's about how do we learn and how do we adapt our response to the existing situation. This is what one of the key characteristics that I've seen it at making the difference. And you know, it's coming back to what makes you excited. If nothing is interesting, you know, you need to find those things that are getting you excited. What are you employing the time that you are putting in Avon as a business for, and where that time is going to get you? Because mm-hmm. once you're engaged, once you want to learn and listen, the more the interesting the life and the things around Avon would be.
Mm.
As the reality is, representatives are coming from various backgrounds. Representatives
right.
are coming from various ages. They're either younger or a second age, or coming or older people. It's regardless of that personality type, regardless of the age, the talented people will always be hardest to teach because they are talented and they are good at. And I know that sometimes we find good representatives, but they know their own ways of doing business, or they think their way should be better. And this is something that is coming back to the learning and teachability. They are entitled to learn to think like this, because if they were successful in their life, or personally they achieved a certain status, it's not easy to come back and say and admit that you are fresh, you have to learn the things from zero, or you need to fresh start. And sometimes the egos, or I don't know how to call it, the personalities and the pride will, you know, will stop us. Will stop us admitting that we are not experts and we need to be taught and we need to be trained again. And sometimes this comes in the way of being us being successful. That's why we need to find that tune, that message that would go through all our representatives in various stages that they are, without affecting their personality, their pride, but helping them learn and develop. Because the moment you stop learning, that as a leader or as a role model, that's the moment you stop leading or being an example for others.
Well, I know that I have leaders on the radio right now, and they're asking themselves, well, you know, what do you do as a leader, you know, when you call, you know, you reach out to your downline, you invite them to meetings so that they can learn, or you sign them up and you try to do the training as it is outlined by Avon, and you're just not getting through. They're not answering your phone calls, they're not answering your texts, you know, they're not responding to emails. I mean, what do you do? How do you engage those individuals? You know, and that's one question. And then the other question, you can have people who are very, very successful in the Avon business. Their orders are well over $1,000 each campaign, but there's no career growth. There's no career development with Avon. How do you get those people engaged? So I just asked two questions.
Let's go with the first one. I know there are situations where the representative or you find a prospect, let's call it the simplest way, and she looks great, and you have a first meeting, and she's really excited, and she wants to continue, and she tells you the personal story, and you think you've got a connection there, and the rapport is there built. And next thing, you call her, and she's not answering the phone, she's not answering the text, and she's just, and you wonder, what did I do wrong, or what happened, what's the situation like this? And when you have more than one situation that can be really, you know, stressful or annoying, or you start thinking, is it just me, or what's going on? What I would suggest our representatives to start thinking on is about, is that a teachable moment or not? Is that a situation that we can find the learning or not? Because the moment pride kicks in and we're thinking that it's only their fault, there's a moment that we stop learning, and that's a barrier. So I would suggest, everyone be humble enough to take a look and think, did I do the best? Did I connect? What went and trace back on the calendar of events, what happened, and what was the interaction genuine or was not? And was the sparkle there? Did we find out what could be interesting for that new representative or for that new prospect? And this is not to be self-critiques, but if we did all those steps right, and if we had the confidence, then you know what? I think personally we should say that we did our best. And the situation did not work for that specific prospect, representative, leader, partner, but we will know that we did our best in terms of approaching, in terms of getting them excited, in terms of having the right attitude. But before discussing that, I would look back to ourselves and say, were we able to convey the right message? Were we able to have a positive attitude? And were we able to be persistent enough so we don't give up after the first call, follow-up call? When we did that, then I think we should be able to move on and say, we have a great opportunity to share, but in the same time, we know that the opportunity will not be as easily understood, as easily accepted for everyone, because their life is in a different situation, and life might change, and they might suddenly get interested. But with that effort, extra effort, then we should be able to move on. Because if we have one no-show or one person not picking up the phone, if we have the second, if we have the third, and we will have the second, and we will have the third, I think it is important that we don't let this these situations get putting us down, because we need to really count the no's in order to expect the yeses. So once we have the confidence that we did everything we did in our power, then we'll have the positive mentality and the positive attitude of moving further. So that's a critical thing to remember. Don't let the no's discourage you, especially if you are in the beginning, because then it is easier to get distracted. It is easier to lose your focus, thinking that maybe all the future interactions will end up like this. But it's not the case. Prepare yourself, be the best at what you're doing, and the no's will just be future opportunities. Coming to the second question regarding an established representative, or which is really selling a lot, but is not interested in the leadership program. Do I recall correctly the question, Pat?
That's correct. Yes.
I would say that in order to start the leadership, I would not make the leadership program, and for those which are on the call, a purpose for itself. You know. The purpose should not be, let's join, it's not a hobby and it's not a club. You don't need to be accepted in any kind of, you know, gathering, or you don't have to have a status just for the sake of being in leadership. I would suggest taking a hard look and understanding why are they in for Avon. If they understand this is the first step. And if they are in for to make money, and as I think a lot of our representatives are, and making money can be either making an additional income to a existing job, or just thinking of quitting their own job, the current job, and focusing solely on Avon, or currently not having looking for a job and not having one, and in the meantime thinking that Avon can provide them additional income. Whatever the reasons are, but if you're looking for additional money, you need to understand that Avon has two ways to earn. And if you are not addressing both ways, you are leaving money on the table. And when we are talking about leaving money on the table, a lot of comments were coming back saying, but I don't know really how to engage those people. It's very hard to engage them. And I would rather sell. My comment to that would be, Selling is fundamental, and it's extremely important. If you don't sell the product, you don't know exactly what all this business is all about. Mm-hmm. In the same time, what I would say is, when you are in a business to make money, you need to take a look on maximizing all your opportunities there. And it's not the selling with Avon. It's not a hard skill. You don't have to be like a nuclear scientist, like Angie or Jorge Martinez Quiroga would like to say, this is a people's business. If you know how to make a recommendation about a movie, if you know how to make a recommendation about, I don't know, a restaurant that you liked, if you know how to make a recommendation about a laundromat or a good product you've seen or used recently, it is exactly the same thing. Because I don't know if this might come up for a surprise or not. Most leadership representatives are successful because of themselves and not because of the company. And and I like to explain that very good. When you join Avon as a new representative, it is a lot of information that is being provided, starting with the campaign cycle, starting with the brochure, explaining the brochure and the selling steps. It is a lot of information. So the history of Avon and the things that the multitude of products, the whole product line, or all the charities that were involved are being sent to the representative as information, but the representative does not acknowledge the volume or the complexity of our business. What they acknowledge and what they recognize is the face that is in front of them explaining this. If the face is friendly, if the face, if the representative explaining shows, displays character, shows confidence and trust. It shows enough self-confidence and is comfortable enough just sharing it on a casual basis. Those representatives would like to find out more, the new representatives. Those who prospects and recruits will stop on the street to discuss a little more because they received a nice compliment. When we are prospect and we stop people in the store, we don't present ourselves as, "Hi, I'm Avon, and by the way, my name is." They will see the person first. So being a relationship business, I will say that for those representatives that are well established and selling a lot of products and thinking maybe the leadership business is not for me because I'm thinking it's too hard, I would say it's a people's business. They would, just as they become passionate when talking about one product or one product line or a mark product or an annual, it is exactly the same thing with the opportunity. Once people see the product, they see them excited, and once they believe in the opportunity, they will be able to move mountains because it's not about the company. For the first new representative, which just had 2 hours in her association with Avon, it's all about the upline, the representative that presents the opportunity and that it's credible, that looks confident, and that looks really like a person that you would like to hang around with because they are successful or they display success.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, our time is almost up. So before we go, is there anything that you would like to share with the Avon representative?
I'm looking around the Avon world. I know that our Avon representatives are not fully engaged with Avon. They don't do Avon full time, and some of them are having full time jobs. Others have 2 jobs, have a part time and a full time job. Others are full time moms or full time parents raising kids. So I would like to share just a couple of things about, you know, a nugget about working smarter. And where am I to teach a representative with 4 kids at home, 2 jobs, a husband, about working smarter? But, you know, I'll give it a try because I felt that a lot of our representatives are really working hard to make their way. They see Avon as an opportunity to, as a solution to maybe quit their part-time job they have or maybe quit their full-time job and build their own business. And I would like to share just like a couple of nuggets about what can we do to work smarter. And the first thing I have for our representatives when we talk about working smarter is really step one, start with your goals. Do you have a goal? If you work in the background, having Avon as a secondary source of income, it's fine. But what are you working against? What do you want to do with those money? What are you trying to reach with additional income? Keep your money separate. Keep your Avon money separate. Have celebrate when you see some progress, when you see the money coming. So the first thing would be have you set your goal? And if I would take a look on our leadership representatives or our professional sellers, if you want to call it this way, it's really, do you have a yearly goal? Have you split it on the quarters? And really, are you taking against those goals? Nobody will fail sooner than following somebody else's goals. So what we need to set our own goals and be realistic but be fair and set it up for 1 year and then start tracking them quarterly to see the progress. Mm-hmm. I would say that step two is really first things first. You know, Robert Covey, you know, Stephen Covey was really sharing in the 7 habits of the highly effective people, start with what's important. Mm-hmm. If family is important, start with that one. If making money is important, don't lose time on the activities or things that are not leading you directly to money. And why is this important? Because this will help you prioritize on a daily basis. If it's not important, it might be urgent, and everybody has urgent things in their lives. We'll drive those urgent things, but make sure that you have always keeping the important in mind. The step number four, I would say, get help. As we are all highly successful and all highly driving people, we want to be the force, we want to be the engine behind a lot of things. We also need to acknowledge that we need help. Get help. Let other people help you. It's one of the most important characteristics that would make us being successful. We need to acknowledge that we are not experts in everything. Let a district sales manager, let an upline leader, let a sister representative give you a hand, help you. Ask for help. Don't be shy. And because I know that, I know that we all have families. The help can come from your spouse, can be an emotional help. You just need to share with someone a frustration you might have, or you might be a spouse that can help you do the housework or cook in one of the nights, or it can be somebody from your team that you delegate some of the things. Look for help. And the last thing I would say: stay focused. Celebrate the victories, but stay focused against your goal. In Avon, we tend to be good starters and poor finishers. We all have the campaigns exciting and energy and always look 2 weeks later for the new novelty, for the new campaign. But stay focused to your goals, stay true to yourself. It will make the difference.
Well, thank you so much for that, Sylvia. And thank you for sharing and agreeing to be on the radio show. And I hope this will be one of many times that you will come on to share golden nuggets with our Avon representatives.
My pleasure, Pat. I really want to congratulate you, and I want to congratulate everyone on the line for taking time and being here, because I think small nuggets of words of wisdom and your investment in time, you are not just on a line to lose time. You're on a line because you know it's important for you as representatives, and that you know it's important for you as people and leaders to grow. I want to congratulate each of you being and spending. It's 9 o'clock, I know. And Pat, thank you very much for setting this environment. I think it's a great example of a learning avenue that everybody should really use.
Thank you so much for that. And with that, I'll say good night. And for everyone, have a fantastic week and go out and get more orders. Okay, take care, everyone.
Take care. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
AVS Media Demo.